You're listening to Living Better in San Diego. I'm Vicki Pepper. Fresh Start Surgical Gifts is a children's charity that transforms the lives of disadvantaged infants, children, and teens with physical deformities through the gift of reconstructive surgery. Joining me today is Michelle Pius, Chief Development Officer for Fresh Start Surgical Gifts. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm super excited to speak with you.
Michelle, start by telling us, what exactly is Fresh Start?
We are a pediatric medical charity based in San Diego, and we take care of children with physical or cosmetic deformities caused by accidents, disease, abuse, and of course, birth defects. We take care of kids that would otherwise fall through the cracks, meaning they're uninsured, underinsured, their parents don't have the resources to pay for the corrective surgery they need. So we're the safety net for children in San Diego, California, and around the world.
And how long has Fresh Start been operating?
We are coming up on our 30th anniversary.
And how did it get its start?
We started the same way a lot of nonprofits start. Our founding physician, Dr. Dennis Nigro, who has since passed away, saw the need for children that had correctable conditions that just weren't getting the surgery that they needed. So he started doing pro bono work in his office on a weekend, and then it just blossomed from there. He started recruiting his friends and fellow physicians, dentists, orthodontists, and he ended up starting a standalone organization called Fresh Start Surgical Gifts, and we have been a nonprofit since 1991.
And today, who does Fresh Start provide care to?
We provide care to children without resources to get the corrective surgery. Right now, with the pandemic that caused the financial crisis, where millions of people lost their jobs across the country, that same day, for the most part, they lost their health insurance also. So right now, a disadvantaged child is looking different than what you may have thought of in January of this year, where it was a single parent working two jobs without health insurance. Now it's the kid up the street who crashed on his bicycle, knocked a bunch of teeth out, the parents were saving for implants, and boom, they became unemployed, lost their health insurance, and now they're worried about paying for rent and food, and their child doesn't get the implants. We're here to relieve the anxiety that parents are feeling because of that. So all of our services are absolutely free. No family has ever been billed for any services, and no family ever will.
And how many children does Fresh Start treat each year?
We treat anywhere from about 375 to 425 regularly. We are getting applications like crazy right now because parents that never thought they'd seek out charity care for their child are applying for services that Fresh Start provides. And I really want to clarify, we don't provide charity care. What we provide is highly specialized medical care and related services that we don't charge for. Really, because sometimes people have like a negative vision of charity care. We just don't charge for our care, is how I like to say it.
And what kinds of treatments and medical care does Fresh Start provide?
We take care of the physical and cosmetic deformities, things that are like cleft palates, port wine stains. Port wine stains are typically not covered by insurance or Medi-Cal or Medicaid. Birthmarks that are on a child's face that are really causing them to feel poorly about themselves. We have kids that have been in accidents. We have kids that have been abused and their bodies are scarred by the people that should have been loving them and taking care of them. So we are extremely comprehensive. If I want to say just from the neck up, we have craniofacial surgeons, neurosurgeons, plastic surgeons, maxillofacial surgeons, ear, nose, and throat, ophthalmology, dental, and orthodontics, and we provide speech care and laser treatments. So we're extremely comprehensive.
I was going to say, it really sounds like you run the gamut.
We really do.
And how long are the children a part of Fresh Start?
Our commitment to every child that becomes a Fresh Start patient is until the best possible outcome has been achieved. There are kids that are Fresh Start patients for 6 months. Say they have a vision condition such as being, in lay terms, cross-eyed, or they have shaky eyes. That could be a one or two procedure fix, and they're a Fresh Start patient for a very short amount of time. Cleft palate patients, burn victims, other kind of syndromes, they could be Fresh Start patients for 10 to 12 years. So there is no time limit. And unlike a lot of social service agencies, when the kids turn 18, they don't age out. So there is no stress for the parents of, as their child is becoming 18, that they have to look for another organization to finish taking care of their child. Once you become a Fresh Start patient, you are always a Fresh Start patient.
And without breaking any confidentiality, can you share some stories of how this treatment has changed children's lives?
Oh, of course. So after being a nonprofit for 30 years, we are at the point where we have seen our kids. We meet them as babies, as toddlers, and now we're at the point of cheering them on at their high school and college graduations. So just to give you a really cool example, there was a little baby whose mother brought him to a screening clinic. And really, I'm a mom. We are crafty and determined. So the mom looked at the line outside of the clinic and saw how long the line was, and she decided she was going to go backwards around the building. And she literally ran around the building, pushed her baby into the doctor's arms, and the baby had a cleft palate, which meant he wasn't breathing properly. And what ended up happening is the little baby was accepted into the program as a Fresh Start patient. It takes many years to fix a cleft palate because baby teeth come in, baby teeth fall out, they need dental, orthodontics, the airway needs straightening. As their face grows, we want to make sure that their features are symmetrical. So this little baby, by the time he was maybe 7, 8 years old, he would play with the stethoscopes and other equipment and say, I'm going to be a doctor. And we're very encouraging with the kids. And we're like, you go for it, little man. And he actually graduated medical school, finished his residency in general surgery, and he is in the middle of applying to plastic surgery programs.
That is an amazing story.
It really is. So this was a baby that may or may not have lived. They were very disadvantaged without good medical care. He's right around 27 years old. So there's a good chance he may have choked to death as a baby because his airway wasn't formed properly. He was working in a emergency department in Mexico City and saving other people's lives. He was the complete Fresh Start story. We have other stories of young ladies that were not going to school, walking around with their head hanging down, talking with their hands in front of their mouth, that had some corrective surgery, dental implants, and went on to become legal assistants. One went into broadcast journalism. They really feel good about themselves. They have a lot of self-confidence, a lot of self-esteem, and really what's great is they have a lot of self-love. They feel good about themselves, and they can go on and live a happy, productive life.
Who performs these treatments that have transformed so many lives?
All of our surgeons are locally based in San Diego. Every single medical person is a volunteer. So we have a very tiny staff at the Fresh Start office. So it's local plastic surgeons at Rady, Children's Hospital at UCSD, private practice physicians, private practice speech therapists, nurses, anesthesiologists. Everybody is a volunteer.
And approximately how many volunteers do you have?
We have about 400 on our roster that volunteer on a regular basis. Now, those are medical volunteers and lay volunteers. We have people organizing food for a surgery weekend. We have drivers that shuttle the patients and their parents to their appointments. We have medical staff. This is really a village that comes together to take care of these children.
You mentioned surgery weekends. Are those exactly what they sound like?
Well, we still call it a surgery weekend, kind of as, you know, honoring the original when Dr. Nigro would actually do the surgeries on a weekend when his private practice was closed. A surgery weekend now has blossomed into an 8-week cycle. So when the cycle starts, it's a Saturday, and we will do a marathon day of surgery at our partner, Rady Children's Hospital, and we will do 10, 11, 12, sometimes 18 major surgeries, and these are volunteers that are getting to the hospital at 5 in the morning to scrub in and start doing surgery. The next day is clinic, where we'll see post-op patients, new evaluations, consultations. We have laser clinics to help reduce the appearance of the scarring. We also have speech therapy clinics. And then on Fridays, we alternate between dental and orthodontic clinic. So it's really, there's something going on every week, but we just call it a surgery weekend because that's what we still call it.
What kinds of doctors and surgeons are involved with Fresh Start?
Plastic surgeons, craniofacial surgeons, maxillofacial surgeons, ear, nose, and throat doctors, ophthalmologists, dentists, orthodontists, anesthesiologists. We have plastic surgeons that specialize just in hands and feet. So
wow.
These kids are really getting the best of the best care. And they also team up and work together. So the child's care is mapped out when they become a Fresh Start patient. And then for some of the surgeries, they'll need, say, a craniofacial surgeon and a neurosurgeon on the same surgery. So it's really super interesting the way there's no competition. They're all working together to make sure that this child who would have gone without gets the best possible care.
It sounds like they really coordinate their efforts.
We do. We have a medical program committee meeting every other month, and all of the patients are discussed who is going to become a patient and which doctor is going to handle which portion of the surgery. Because some kids may need craniofacial surgery, and also they may have an issue with their hands or feet. So those are two different specialties.
The pandemic has impacted just about every area of our lives. How has it impacted Fresh Start?
We are getting more applications than ever before. The pandemic caused a tremendous amount of instantaneous unemployment, and a lot of people lost their health insurance the day they lost their jobs. Or I know a lot of companies and small businesses, when they received some of the stimulus from the government or the government loans, they paid for their employees' health insurance. But now, sadly, they're not able to reopen for one reason or another. And so we're going to have another wave of millions of people becoming uninsured, and we can pick up the slack. So what is happening is Fresh Start is more relevant than ever to lend a hand and help these children because we don't charge for our services, and our plastic surgeons are ready, willing, and able to give up a weekend every month and help the children.
It sounds like you've got an amazing group of people working with you. How is Fresh Start still providing care for children in need during the pandemic? And what are the plans for this anticipated increase in need?
When the hospitals shut down to the public, what we did was instead of having a marathon surgery day on a Saturday, we wove the children into the existing schedule at the hospital, and so no child went without the needed care. And now we're able to host a surgery at the hospital where we're doing everybody, all the kids, on a Saturday. And we have a very, very strong partnership with Rady Children's Hospital, and they have about 16 state-of-the-art operating suites They hold back about four of them for emergencies and other planned surgeries. So we have use of 10 suites for the entire day on a Saturday and Sunday. And so what we are planning to do is process all the applications and rank them in order of who has an immediate need, who can wait a couple months. Our goal is to help every child that we are able to help. If their condition fits our criteria, which means we have a doctor that specializes in what they need, and their finances are such that they have no other options, we are determined to have them become a Fresh Start patient.
You mentioned that all of your doctors are volunteers. If someone didn't have medical experience but wanted to volunteer, would they be allowed to do that?
Yes, not in a medical capacity. We have in-office interns, not so much right now because everybody's working remotely, but when things loosen up, we have a lot of volunteer opportunities at events that we have. And even on the surgery weekend days, we have drivers that pick up the children and drop them off at their appointments. We have people checking the kids in for their appointments. We love host families. Sometimes kids are coming from out of state or out of the country, and if they're going to be here for a few weeks, our host families love, love, love to have the kids and their mom or dad stay with them. So we're always open for new host families. I would say just go to our website, freshstart.org, and click on the volunteer button and see what's available and what appeals to you.
And if someone wanted to donate to Fresh Start, how would they go about doing that?
Same thing. Go to freshstart.org and there is a donate button up at the top, or they can call me directly, 760-448-2018. Or my email is Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, at freshstart.org.
Michelle, as we start to wrap up, is there anything else that you want people to know about Fresh Start?
I think the most important thing would be a lot of people automatically assume we only take care of foreign kids, where we are here for San Diego County kids, first and foremost.
And how about outside of San Diego County? Will you help those kids as well?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we help kids across the United States and from around the world. Because we are based in San Diego County and Southern California, we really want to make our services available San Diego County, San Bernardino, Riverside, where there's a lot of lower income and under-resourced families. So please do not hesitate to give us a call. And our entire staff and most of our medical staff also speak Spanish. And I would like especially to help as many Southern California kids as we can. The other thing that I really want to make sure that your listeners are aware of, Fresh Start has no barriers to access to excellent medical care. And we are privately funded, so we have no immigration requirements. So if there are families in Southern California or other parts of the United States that are a little concerned about applying for help because of their immigration status, we do not ask any questions. These are children, and all children are entitled to the absolute best medical care they can receive. So I really want to encourage any family, whether it's the parents or the grandparents, if you have a child or know of a child that may need the services Fresh Start provides, please give us a call and we're happy to speak with you.
I've been speaking today with Michelle Pius, Chief Development Officer for Fresh Start Surgical Gifts. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today, Michelle.
Well, thank you. It's been really nice.